This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He is Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you. And as always, great to be back. And hopefully I can share some great information with the listeners today.
Okay. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and all that are listening.
Absolutely. So, and I can't believe we're there. So it's, I don't know where the time goes, and the older I get, the faster it goes. So anyway, if you'd like to reach out to Ben and Home Downsizing Solutions, write this phone number down, 855-291-5005, or you could go online. It's a phenomenal website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, so why don't we just give a quick recap of the services, the primary services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions, in case we have anyone in the audience that needs a refresher on that.
Sure. Our primary service, I guess you would say, is that we buy houses directly from home sellers. So, and the primary way that we do that is by cash, typically.
Yeah.
We have a few different options that are available depending on a person's unique circumstance. But the primary service boils down to buying the house so that a person can more easily sell the house and downsize to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community as easy and stress-free as possible. And of course, if we're not the right solution, we want to put a person in contact with the right solution, whether that's a traditional real estate agent or someone like that. So that's what we do.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And so here's the question. There are so many realtors out there, and you see all of these advertisements. And if you go online, I mean, God help you. So there must be, you know, millions of web search results, and literally millions. And then you have all of these, you know, these home buyers that some of them I think are a little bit on the shady side, frankly. So you stand above all of that, obviously, but how does someone who might be interested in selling their house as is for cash, and there are a lot of different reasons you might want to do that. We'll talk about that. But or maybe you want to sell at retail, okay? How does someone go about finding a trusted real estate professional?
That's a great question, Steve, because that's something that I'm always trying to work on myself on how I can be of a better service or provide a better service, how I can be a better professional and give people better options. But it's something that I see quite often that it seems like I used to tell people and have told people for years, it seems typically real estate agents will always only offer their one option, which is listing the property, putting it on the MLS and seeing what happens. And of course, hopefully promoting that. But they don't offer anything else. And the same thing happens typically with home buying companies is that they'll badmouth real estate agents, but only offer a seller one option, which is typically just a low cash offer.
Yep. They're trying to lowball it.
Or they just have that one solution. And what my inside joke was, I'm both a licensed agent and a home buyer, so I'm not sure if that's good or if that's twice as bad as what the other people are. But some of the ways that I think that a person can tell a good solution or good professional from others is that if they're an agent or a home buyer, is that they offer multiple solutions. So when I talk to a seller, I will never just offer one thing and say, take it or leave it. I usually come from a educational or consultative background and place and try and determine how I can help them best and then provide the multiple solutions to them that I think may be applicable and let them choose which is the best path to follow. And so the second point is, like I mentioned, I try and educate. So I don't just come in and dictate my thoughts, but I want them to understand the market. I want them to understand values in their areas and in their neighborhoods of what they could expect if they put the house on the market in a traditional manner, what it's going to take to get the house to a nice selling point if it needs repairs and updates. And so I want to be very transparent. And I think anyone that is in a real estate profession should be very transparent with a seller so that, again, they're educated and that they understand where they are and their options available to them. When it comes to home buyers, and if I get too long-winded here, just stop me.
Oh, okay. It's good information.
When it comes to home buyers, the dirty word out there, at least to me, is a wholesaler. There's a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot of, but there are some companies and individuals that they have websites to say that they buy houses. They will tell the seller that they're going to buy their house. But in reality, once they get a contract, they just try and flip that contract.
It's on paper.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they don't have any intent and typically no ability to buy the house if they wanted to. And if they've overpromised price or overpromised other items to the seller and don't close or can't find a buyer for their contract, that can put the seller that thinks the house is sold, they're ready to move, they're doing all the things, getting ready to get to that new home, and it puts them in a terrible position. And so I want the seller to make sure they're dealing with a reputable company that's actually going to buy the house if that's what has been told to them.
And, you know, some of these wholesalers and some of these unscrupulous folks who, you know, we have cash, et cetera, like you said, they don't even have the cash on hand to buy your house, even if they wanted to. They're just trying to flip it on paper. And if they don't get the job done, then the homeowner, what recourse do they have? Are they still stuck with that particular person or company, or can they move on, or what are the consequences for a homeowner?
It depends, I guess, is what I would say. The right thing to do would be for that wholesaler to just step aside and let the home seller do what they need to do.
Yep.
But I have heard in circumstances where the wholesaler will cloud their title. They'll put a lien on their title.
Oh boy.
So they're saying that, hey, I have an agreement to buy it for the next 90 days or whatever it is, You can't do anything else for 90 days or I'm going to sue you.
So
that's an extreme situation too.
You're kind of stuck with the contract that you signed.
Correct.
So be very aware of what you're signing, I guess, is the message there. Okay.
And if you don't understand what you're signing, please talk to someone that does, which leads me into the next thing.
Yeah.
In my situation, when I sign an agreement with a seller, I always tell them, because there's legalese in any, even though it's a templated agreement from a title company, it's always stuff in there that most people probably don't want to read or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I always tell them, once we sign something, here's the name and number to my closing and title agent. Please call them and say, hey, I just signed an agreement with Ben. You should have it in front of you. Can you tell me what it says in layman's terms? And that way we eliminate any issues that there's no, well, I thought I signed something that said this, or I thought it said that. It's getting to confirming the understanding immediately so that there's no issues later on at the actual closing.
So someone who has something to hide is not going to recommend calling someone who knows how to read these contracts and then encouraging their client to discover that.
you wouldn't think that. So again, that transparency.
Yeah.
To not overuse that word, but I don't think it can be too transparent as far as what's happening.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's a big thing, I've heard and listened to multiple real estate training companies talk about how to wholesale houses virtually where they don't meet with a seller ever.
Oh, wow.
They never even look at the house.
Yeah.
So they teach the quote-unquote investor how to deploy marketing, how the scripting, how to take phone calls, how to talk to that seller to get them to a number that is going to work for both parties, obviously.
Yep.
But then send out an inspection company to inspect the house. And then if anything changes, then the numbers change. And my biggest issue is you can't understand how to help the seller in the best way if you don't actually meet with them and look at the house.
Well, and I'm old school enough. I'm going to meet with you in person. Otherwise, that's a no-go for me. So
that's correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to have more with Ben coming up. If you want to reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. All real estate agents provide multiple options for a homeowner to sell a house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All real estate agents provide multiple options for a homeowner to sell a house. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, Steve, that's a great question. I think it should be true. I think any real estate professional, whether they're a home buying company like myself or my company, or a real estate agent should offer multiple solutions. And I think that may be starting to happen a little bit, but I still don't think it's very prevalent. And why an agent doesn't want to share the full spectrum of options to a person, I have no idea. But I think it comes down to sometimes the agent's perception, especially if they've been in real estate a long time or for a number of years. And they just, one, their views towards home buying companies are tainted. They think all home buying companies are thieves, quite frankly, I think. And I don't think they even think that that's a viable option. They also don't think that any home seller really has a best interest in selling their house for less than what the agent perceives as full market value.
Yeah.
And they just don't realize that a person puts value in some of the other benefits that someone like myself offers to a person. And it's been more than a few times in the 20 plus years that I've been in business where I've sat down with a seller and I said, you know, we went through the numbers, went through the things it's going to take to get the house up to its full potential. And I'll say, this is, I think, what you would probably net if you listed the house in a traditional manner and went through the things you need to go through, or you can net this much and I'll buy the house. You'll be done.
Yeah.
nothing else you need to do.
Yep.
And a person in a more expensive house will say, or has told me multiple times, you mean for that $15,000 or $20,000, which, understand, that's a big number.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not. But to them, they were saying for $15,000 or $20,000, I can just be done. I don't have to do another thing to the house. I can hand you the keys. You're paying me cash and we're done.
Yeah.
And I say, that's correct. And they say, where do I sign?
Yep. Well, because there's tremendous value in not having to deal with all the things.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they see the value in that. And some other person might see it differently. And that's okay. That's why there's no one perfect fit solution. Mm-hmm. But if this is resonating with you, if you're like, wait a minute, we need to talk about that, here's how you reach out to Ben Socek. Again, with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's talk about your new, your Home Downsizing Solutions, your turnkey program. What's that all about?
Thank you for asking, Steve. For Christmas time here and for the month of January, I kind of wanted to run some type of promotion. We offer a number of services kind of on a per-needed basis, but I kind of wanted to throw all these things together. So if it struck a chord with a person, like you mentioned, then I want to be able to provide a turnkey program for someone that wants to sell a house and move to a new home or apartment in the easiest, most convenient way possible. So what we can do is, if you are looking at selling and downsizing, we can bring in the resources to organize and sort your items, your things. We can find resources to then sell the things you want to sell if you have enough for an estate sale or some type of sale like that. We can find and have the resources available to help you find a new home, whether that's a traditional agent to find a home or apartment, or a senior placement agent such as your service, Steve, to find the right senior living arrangement. We can then move you, get the resources to come in and move you to your new home. And when we buy your house, we can take care of any of the stuff that you don't care about. So again, just trying to provide a turnkey package that makes it easy, convenient, and hassle-free to sell your house and get to your new home. Or maybe you're looking and are interested in this for a parent or a loved one. We can make this easy so that your family doesn't have to have the stress involved in making all these things happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, you said a mouthful there, because you mentioned, you know, several different related services to selling your house and moving to that next step, whether, like you said, whether downsizing to a smaller house, an apartment, or a senior living community, whatever the case may be. You can't just say, okay, I'm ready to move tomorrow. I mean, there's the organizing, there's what do you do with all the stuff. There are so many different pieces and parts, and physically moving it from point A to point B and then unpacking it and all those sort of things. And then what if you have a situation where either yourself or your loved one, maybe you might have just too much stuff in the house for
Correct.
One reason or another. What are we going to do with this? It's overwhelming. I remember speaking with the lady, and I was referring her to you. This has been quite a long time ago, maybe 3 years ago. And then, but it was very clear that she was just paralyzed. The thought of all of the things that she had to do was so overwhelming. She was paralyzed, and then she just did nothing, which is the worst thing possible. But she was just so overwhelmed, she did nothing.
Correct. And that's what we want to try and take off of a person's plate, or especially, again, if you're looking for a parent or a loved one, and especially if you're not in the geographic area where they need to find something, then we want to not just buy the house and say, okay, we're done, but we want to try and provide the resources or help find the resources to make that whole process easier. And of course, I'll throw in the little bit of legalese. Some restrictions apply.
Of course, yeah.
But it's the idea that we can meet with you, talk to you, come up with a game plan, and if we're the right solution to provide a real estate solution for the house, then we can do everything that we can to make – everything in that process an easier thing for you and your family.
And it's kind of like, it's not exactly the same, but like a general contractor taking care of all of the parts to make one whole. You're kind of taking care of all these parts.
Correct.
To help that person not be overwhelmed and get it taken care of.
That's correct.
All right. So again, if this is resonating with you, you may find yourself suddenly with a house and you're like, oh, what am I going to do with that? Maybe you're ready to downsize. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Maybe you listen to this program and you're like, Steve says you need to be getting moving here pretty quick because the peak demand is in January, February, March. And what am I going to do with the house? I need part of the proceeds of the house to fund my senior care. Whatever your situation is, reach out to Ben. He can help you. Ask him about that turnkey program. He can put all this together for you. Let him be the quarterback and take care of all these things for you. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve. And as always, I hope the listeners have received some value from this and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a great new year in 2026.
Absolutely. And Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
You too, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back with more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, so the theme for at least this part of the program is Act Now. And if you listen to the show every week, you're like, oh, Steve, didn't you already talk about that? Yes, but we need to talk about that again. So we have the peak demand. It's in January, February, and March. And so there, what happens, and a lot of people are just shocked. And I've talked to very bright people, super knowledgeable people. These are some smart human beings, and they're like, "What do you mean? We mean there's a peak demand." They've just never really thought of it. So, Families come home for the holidays. They gather. They have these realizations of, oh, my goodness, Dad shouldn't be here alone, or Mom needs some help. This is quite a bit worse than what we thought it was. Let's get through the holidays, and then after the first of the year, let's bring in a home care provider to help out around the house. Let's go out and find an assisted living community to get Mom 24-hour care. Let's go out and we need to find a memory care provider because this dementia has really accelerated and now we have a major safety concern and we're very, very concerned about this. We're going to have to do something here. Or maybe we need to move to long-term care. So yeah, families come home, and so I call it that newly realized pent-up delayed demand, because usually that type of situation, it's newly discovered, newly realized, but it's not a crisis. And they'll say, okay, look, let's just get through the holidays, and then after the first, let's go out and let's look at some places, and we'll choose one. Let's get through the holidays first. Okay, so they kick the can a little bit, and that's okay. It works out just fine. They just realized they have the need. And then the other thing that happens, so that's part of that spike, that increased demand in January. The other thing that happens is there's just a natural increase in illness. So you have more flu, more pneumonia. COVID's never going away. That stuff, and I'm not going to try not to swear, but that stuff, I it flares up here or there. It's still a problem. I don't think it's ever leaving. Falling on the ice and breaking a hip, and you have all heck breaks loose, right? So you have all of that kind of stuff going on. And then you have, again, that newly realized pent up delayed demand, and all of that hits in January. And it sustains itself. So that peak demand, it usually hits around the 7th or 8th to maybe the 10th of January. Everyone kind of wakes up, kind of get back to work, kind of get back in the flow. And they're like, all right, let's go. And I am very tuned into that. And I swear I could feel the ground starting to shake with literally hundreds of families, thousands of people flooding into the marketplace and gobbling up all of the available spaces, beds, apartments, et cetera. And boom, it's Katie barred the door. It is on, right? So you've got that. You've got that situation, and it lasts. It sustains itself through February and well into March. And the last 2-3 years, I've noticed it goes all the way through March. And so we've got a solid 3-month peak there. So I've been preaching this over and over and over again. If you think you're going to need a place, we need to get out like right now, right now. And guess what? I'm working with a number of families who took that to heart. And they're like, you know what? We do. We need to get out. We don't want, if we have a little bit of a wait list, we can manage that. I'd rather be third on the wait list than 25th on the wait list if we put this off a month or two. Because we can't afford that, but we can deal with a short wait list, and we might get lucky and find a place that has space available right now. Get your name on that, and then get you moved right after the first of the year, or even beforehand if needed. But that's kind of a home run. So again, do not delay, act now is the message there. So right now with Senior Care Consulting, we're working with people who are, how do I describe this? So they're in assisted living. And as I've always said, if you've listened to the program for any length of time at all, every single assisted living community has a threshold. Now, some of them would want to argue with me about that, but I can throw out a few thresholds and they'll say, oh, no, we can't do that. Okay, well, you do have a threshold, okay? And some places offer a lot more care than other places, all right? And I've always acknowledged that, and it's great. Okay, but we're working with some folks right now, and they're just really outpacing what the assisted living level of care can provide for them. and you know our loved one is declining to a two-person transfer assist, and sometimes we're needing a urinary catheter or a feeding tube, or we just have some medical needs that are just a little too far for we have ostomy care, et cetera, and a lot of times that's going to exceed the threshold of the assisted living level of care. So we're working with folks right now who are again outpacing that assisted living level of care. They're bumping right up to the maximum that can be provided, and they can see this. And what happens is when you hit that threshold, or for sure when you exceed that threshold, you will get a discharge letter. And the discharge letter will say something to the effect of, we've enjoyed having you here and everything's wonderful. However, we can no longer meet the needs of your loved one. And so you've got 30 days to find a new place. And that's going to be that 30-day discharge notice that you... maybe you didn't expect, okay? And maybe you didn't see that coming, but that's coming if I just described your situation. You're outpacing what they can provide and you're bumping right up against their maximum level of care or support that they're offering. So again, working with people who are in that exact situation, they called up and they're like, Steve, we're getting to the end of the road here and we're going to need long-term care. We're going to need that here pretty quickly. So we want to get out. We want you to help us do the research, check out our top options, and then we want to get our name on a wait list and then move when there's a space available. If there's a space available now, we'll go ahead and move now. If we have to wait for a little while, we're not quite there yet, but we can afford to wait for just a little while. If that is your situation, whether you work with Senior Care Consulting or do this on your own, again, act now. Do not put this stuff off. Even during the busy holiday season, I get it. This is not a fun thing to deal with, and it's even less fun during the holidays, and you may not have time to deal with it. That's why so many people are calling Senior Care Consulting, because we do the vast majority of work for you, and we just need a few hours of your time. But regardless, if you need help, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can help you out with that. Another situation, I've been contacted here recently by some folks and multiple people actually, and their loved one is in assisted living and they're starting to be very concerned about running out of money. Whether you know it or not, again, I've talked about this on the program many times, but the vast majority, I mean, almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them are private pay only. Meaning, if you're living in an assisted living community and you're like, oh, they could just bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing or whatever when we run out of money, you are going to get an unexpected discharge notice and you're not going to be happy. Okay, because the vast majority of them are private pay only, meaning if you run out of money, you are going to have to move somewhere else that is Medicaid certified. Again, we're working with people, and like one gentleman said, you know, my mom is in assisted living, and I can see she still has money. We're not in a crisis yet, but I can see her outliving her assets. I listened to your radio program. And I understand that it's ideal, really ideal to move, you know, before you're on your last dollar, right? Move proactively, move a little bit ahead of schedule here and get her settled into a community where if she should outlive her assets, she can seamlessly transfer or transition to Medicaid and never have to move. And there's no bump in the road. It's very, 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 very simple, very, very smooth. And so if that's a concern of yours, 913-945-2800. We can definitely help you out online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I have some more examples of different situations of our clients that we're working with. And I think some of these are going to resonate with a lot of you. So stay tuned. And then I'm going to talk to you about what the Keekers are doing for Christmas. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so we're talking about act now. Get out. We're kind of getting through towards the end of the holiday season, but it's you got to do something now. You will thank me later. You're like, you know, Steve, you're kind of a pain in the neck, but okay, fine. But so we were talking about just some people who have contacted Senior Care Consulting over these holidays and kind of their situation and how we're able to help them out. We talked about people who are in assisted living. They're reaching the threshold of that particular community. They're going to have to move somewhere else to receive more care or a higher level of care. People who are also in an assisted living community, and they can see that there's a good chance that they will outlive their assets. And where they're at is private pay only, and that is the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, meaning if you run out of money, you're going to have to move somewhere else. And so they're getting to jump on that. So they can move somewhere else, age in place, transition seamlessly and easily to Medicaid, and just never miss a beat. So working with some folks like that. We also have some people who are at home, and they're not going to be able to stay home for too much longer. We have our family and friend caregiving team that we've put together, and we're taxing the heck out of that team. Maybe we have brought in some outside support from a home care provider to help supplement that and give our family and friends team a little bit of a rest and a break. And but pretty soon you can just see that this is not going to be enough and that we're going to need to move to an assisted living community or long-term care community fairly soon. And again, if we do the search now, we might be, you know, fifth on the list, on the waiting list, and reasonably expected to come, you know, rise up to, you know, first on that list sometime in January, possibly maybe February. If you put it off very much longer, and I'm not kidding, just maybe 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you could be 25th on that list. I'm just not exaggerating that whatsoever. And so those are just some examples. You know, one mistake that some folks will make, and actually I see a lot of people making this. Yeah, Steve, I mean, you know, we'd like to get out and look around, but, you know, we're not quite ready for that. And the person, you know, needing the care, oh, they don't want to move. And so we're just going to wait until a crisis occurs, until we have to move, and then we'll give you a call. Okay, you can do that. I can't tell you how many calls I've received like that, Steve. We knew we should have called you 6 months ago. We knew we should have done this in advance, like you're constantly talking about. We put it off. Now we have a crisis. How fast can you turn this around? We're kicking ourselves. Sorry about that, but we need to move pretty quickly. How fast can you get this done? And so with Senior Care Consulting, we do backflips. We're not even gymnasts, but we do bend over backwards, and we try to help you the best we can as quickly as we can. But here's the problem with that, and this is a problem. If you put off your search until you absolutely have to move, we're going to wait until something happens and she has to move and there is no choice. We're going to wait for a crisis to occur that forces us to do into action, to do something, then here's the problem with that. All of the best places available out in the market, they're the ones with the highest demand because everyone wants to go there because they're the best places in the market. If you have to pick a place and move in by next week or move in, you know, within a matter of days, move in quickly as soon as possible, we can help you. And we will do a really good job for you, but our options are going to be the places that have a space available. And it may not be your preferred provider. That is the risk that you run. So I would encourage you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can, and here's a compromise for you, okay? And we're doing this with some clients. They say, Steve, this is kind of a pain in the rear. We don't have time for this, but we want to go. We do want to go out and we want to tour and we want to get our name on a wait list, you know, right after the first. Can we meet with you right now and we'll just get the process started? And then can you set up the tours for after the first of the year? Yes. The answer is yes. So we can do the work for you right now and then set up the tours for the first week of January, maybe February, something like that. If that is resonating with you, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And just wanted to spend a couple minutes to let you know about, you know, obviously Christmas is coming up. Man, I love going to our church. We have a Christmas Eve service. And at the end, the music is so awesome. The word is so powerful. It's just beautiful. I love everything about it. And then every single year, we end the service with the lights down, and we light one candle in the front, and then two candles, and then two candles light four, and we right, and everyone lights each other's candles, and then this glow starts at the front of the church, and it goes all the way back while the band is playing Silent Night. And then everyone's singing that together in the glow of these candles. There's something magical about that. I love it. Christmas Eve, we go to my in-laws' house over in Topeka, and we have a great time there. And then we see my mom and spend some time with her on Christmas Day. And it's just wonderful. And this is my favorite time of year. And Darren, do you have any traditions? What do you have planned for Christmas this year?
Well, this year is special because I became a grandfather for the first time.
How? Last week, right? So,
yeah. So that's going to be exciting.
That's first time. Your first time, Grandpa.
First time, yeah.
Congratulations.
And our tradition is we will watch A Christmas Story with Ralphie.
Oh, okay.
We have to watch the Red Ryder BB gun every single year. That's our tradition.
You got to do it, yeah.
And I try to avoid the family wearing pajama thing. Not a fan of that. I did it once, and I'm hoping...
You're like one and done on that one?
Yeah, but I know now with the new granddaughter, you know...
Coming.
When she comes back and says, Grandpa, are you going to do the family pajama thing? Yes, I will.
But, yes, honey.
But inside, I'll be going, no!
No, the grandkid asks you to do something, you're doing it.
Yeah, so. I'm whipped.
Well, congratulations to you. And I hope you and your family have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, back at you, and I hope nobody gets burned by any candles or any hot wax gets stripped on you.
Oh, no. Nope. I'm sure it's happened. But, you know, on my mom's side, the Cuevas side, we make tamales, homemade tamales.
Oh.
And I've worked with my mom for years trying to perfect this this recipe. We've got it down. I wouldn't say they're as good as Aunt Kuka made, God rest her soul, but they're right in there. Mm. They're good. And we make probably 12 to 15 dozen hot tamales. They're killer.
Sounds delicious.
They're killer. So I can't wait to do that with my mom.
Leave those out for Santa instead of cookies.
There we go. Santa will love me forever.
A little salsa and tamales.
Yeah, there we go. Absolutely. Anyway, this is my favorite time of the year, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.